And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studio with Robbie Gant from Shimano. We're going to be talking about the great products from Shimano and, of course, a lot of fishing, so you stay tuned. It is Southern California's sport fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a weight of fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What good timing today's show is with all this fishing we got going on now.
Indeed. Robbie Gant from Shimano, great to have you in the studio.
What's up, Robbie?
You're a busy guy, and we want to thank you for taking the time to come and talk about Shimano, which, we talk about a lot here on the show because they make the best products.
Thank you.
What's that like, working for the guys that make the best?
It makes selling it a lot easier.
We joke about that on the show all the time. Like, I can't imagine what it would be like if your sponsor wasn't the best in the business. You know what I mean? Like, how do you recommend something that isn't the top? And it's very easy when it comes to Shimano. Like, there's not a level of product that you guys make that isn't the top of that field. It's got to be pretty nice.
Yeah. Makes life easy. And then being a fisherman also, right? Fishing the best. Is another nice little perk. But, it's great. It's great.
No doubt. And we always talk about, you know, from Talica, Tranx, Trinidad, Terramar,
I mean, they're all, I mean, you just, and Max Quattro, Power Pro, all that line. I mean, there's all different phases of Shimano. It's a big company making a lot of big products, but they're all good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that's nice is, you know, obviously we highlight with, you know, Talica and Trinidad, but Torium is the best freaking reel. I mean, we sell more Torium than anything out at the tackle store because it's, it is leaps and bounds over what else is out there, but it's something we can all afford, and that's the thing that you guys do so good is, yes, the pinnacle flagship reels are so far above what else is out there, but you guys never lose sight of affordability and things. You know, not everybody can afford to have a fleet of Trinidads, but you know what? For little pocket money, here is this killer reel in Torium, and down the line. I mean, yeah, Shimano does it right.
Yeah, they do it right. So what's coming up? What's new? Big ICAST convention coming up next month. Always new introductions. You tease us a little? Or
yeah. Well, I know that everybody here is big fans of the DC.
Oh, yeah.
Digital control from Shimano. That's something we had out years ago. And, you know, the highly sought after Trinidad DC. Well, you're not going to get it in a saltwater reel. But we do have a new Corrado DC, which is, they're calling it IDC4 technology. It's improved greatly from what it used to be, for, you know, 15 years ago when they came out with the original concept of digital control. And they've just basically fine-tuned it, and then they put it into our number one selling bait cast reel is Corrado. So now instead of having your SVS Infinity, we've swapped that out with this digital control mechanism, and now you're getting, you know, 30,000 RPMs versus 15,000, and the thing, you know, will automatically, the brakes automatically hit when you're starting to get a backlash. So it maintains optimum or the highest level of RPM from start to finish.
Wow.
So therefore, you're going to have, you know, longer casts. It's absolutely incredible. Because your normal braking technology, like when you first make a cast, whether it's magnetic or centrifugal force, the brakes are starting the second you cast.
Right.
Right. So it's never allowing the reel to get to full speed. Well, this allows it to get to full speed, and then it, I mean, the brakes are so, I forget the actual amount of time, like 1/1000th of a second the thing's talking to the spool. You know, every 1/1000th of a second.
Yeah.
So, and it's just, it just creates an incredible amount of RPMs.
And it's just like this minor little touch off, yes. You know, like just, okay, you're starting to overrun. Let's back that off the team. And those are happening thousands of times in a second.
Yes.
That's
so
cool.
It's unbelievable. So that's going to be.
And what size is it going to be?
It's a 200 size. You have three different gear ratios, both right and left hand. So that's going to be, you know, our big deal for ICAST this year is
only available for salt. I mean, you don't want to use that in salt water?
No, you can use it actually because the new technology, what we learned from the old ones, a lot of guys were taking our old DC reels, whether it be Antares or Calcutta, they were fishing in salt. So now they've sealed the mechanism. So now it's totally saltwater friendly. So
okay.
It's going to be rad taking that to the island. Yeah, taking that to the island you know, like 50-pound Max Quattro on it, fishing calico bass. I mean, you know how far you can throw a 3/4-ounce swim bait. It's going to be ridiculous.
We got to see the little preview of it. Not only is the reel, I mean, it is stupid cool. Like, it is really cool. But the thing that blew me away was after we were done playing with it and we got completely hooked on, like, okay, this thing is the coolest thing in a long time. You know, we were all, like, guessing at how expensive something like that would be, blown away. Like, that I think will be the coolest part that everybody has. I mean, we're talking highest technology in a casting reel that is for sure not anywhere near what we all assumed that was going to cost us.
Right, yeah. The digital control technology in the past, it was a $500-plus part.
Minimum. Yeah.
Right. You spent $500, so the new Corrado is going to retail for $250.
Oh, come on.
That right? Yeah. That's what I didn't know we were allowed to say that. Yeah. So I was trying to be coy about it. But yeah, $250 for what basically was technology that always was, you know, $500, $600, $700 in the case of Trinidad, $800. Like, yeah. I mean, we're talking like the highest end deal at $250. You guys are going to own that. That reel is going to just own that market, no doubt.
Yeah, I hope so.
It will.
It's got to win Newport Showcase Best in Show.
I would think so. Yeah. I mean,
what's going to rival that?
I don't know. Yeah. It is incredible. And when you cast it, just one cast, and you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, they did it again. Like,
yeah.
It's just mind blowing.
It's smooth. I mean, and that's the other thing. Obviously, the casting is what it's all about, but it's in this killer looking, killer feeling, very smooth operate. It's just, yeah, you guys nailed it. It's an A-plus home run, no doubter.
Available when?
Well, iCast, which is in a couple of weeks, you'll start seeing the products trickle in. You know, we never have enough inventory when it comes to new products anyways. So everybody out there, this is why when something is really hot from Shimano when it comes out and it's really hard to get. And it's kind of by design for our QC reasons. So we put limited inventory into the market just in case there's a hiccup, right? So if we put 2,000 reels into the, you know, across the country and we have, you know, a small little issue, we can control that and we can make sure we take care of the dealers and we can for surely take care of the consumer.
Right.
If we put out, you know, 100,000 reels
right
out of the bat, and then we have a small glitch, you can never reel that back in.
That makes sense.
So it's a great thing for the consumer base, right? We're just always trying to protect them and making sure that they have the greatest experience possible.
Yeah.
We've, in the 20 years I've been with Shimano, we've had one issue.
Really?
On a reel. So,
wow.
Yeah,
but
it's
still,
just one of those really cool things.
Because you guys test the heck out of everything. I know Benny Florentino was raving about, you know, how cool that thing was. And, I mean, you guys test the heck out of it. But still, you never know if oh, well, it turns out in this market, due to this weird humidity, this, you know, this lever backs off and creates a problem. Now you can fix that before it's an issue.
Yeah.
So
super cool. So we'll have, we'll have inventory trickling in, you know, from July. We'll have plenty come December, I would assume. But, so here in a couple of weeks, we'll start shipping it out to dealers.
That's exciting.
Right. So what else are we going to see at Diecast?
Well, we have, you know, everybody loves themselves a flat fall jig.
Yes.
And, you know, it's time. I've been asking for new colors for several years. We've got to, you know, kind of capitalize on this. And everybody out west loves themselves a chartreuse and glow jig. So we have two new glow colors coming out. Actually, I'm trying to get them shipped next week. So like a pre-iCast launch, I have inventory now, but it's a super glow, which is a complete glow top to bottom, you know, same shape of everything before, same sizes, but just a 100% glow. And then we have another one we're calling Zebra Glow, which is a chrome plated with glow stripes that are within it. We've actually tested both of those last year, and they were really, really
nice.
Good. So we have those two colors in glow, and then we did a cleaner looking mackerel, you know, like a nice mackerel color,
cool.
Like a, you know, green and silver, and then we also did a purple silver. So
sweet,
those
right
four
on.
Colors.
Flat fall is just such an amazing product.
Oh my God,
yes.
We were catching halibut on them. Lingcod on them up in Alaska last week.
Yeah, it's the best. And we joke our problem. We make what has become extremely popular at the tackle store, a flat fall leader. You know, prepackaged, super heavy-duty fluorocarbon, swivel on one end, real heavy-duty split ring so a guy can just put it on and go catch a big bluefin. We literally have not figured out, and we're fast. You know, we make stuff really quick in our shop. We've literally not found a way to make those fast enough. Like, we can't keep up. You know, can't keep up. And that's just an idea how good flat falls sell. Like, we literally cannot seem to make, we try to make 50 or 100 a day to try and get ahead of it. So, okay, well, we'll be good at least for a couple of days. Next night, nope, we're out of everything, gone.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because they catch everything. I mean, and you hate to say it, you would be nuts to go fishing offshore without a couple of, you know, 160 to 250 gram flat falls. But you just something you now have to have. It's as important as having a 2.0. Like, you've just got to have it.
No question. Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are important things for us out here, the saltwater market, as well as, you know, some of the freshwater guys, Calico Bass fishing off the charts right now. So that'll fit there. What else are we looking at?
Colt Sniper, which is another fantastic jig for the West. We have four new colors coming out in that. And then we also have a few new sizes. We're bringing it down to like some, you know, I forget the actual grams, but some little guys, which I think is going to be super cool for when these fish are on that little micro bait. I mean, a lot of guys are going to have to switch over to my favorite, which is the spinning gear these days, to cast it, but it's going to get bites. You're going to catch fish. And then we have a bigger one. So it normally comes in 100 gram is the biggest. We went to a 120.
Sweet. Oh, that'll
so
be cool.
You're going to be able to launch that sucker a mile. So that'll be awesome.
Heck yeah.
Be good for fishing rockfish too.
Yeah, Cold Sniper is it's like flat fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It catches everything.
Yeah.
So that's coming as well. And then there's about 12 other items that is a secret.
You don't get to talk about that. Hey, trust me, I'm good with that. Like, we got way more Adorabi than I would have thought was coming for sure. So
that's a lot of new product.
That's a good job.
Yeah, this is
Pete.
One of our biggest years at ICAST when it comes to product introduction.
Cool.
This is a huge year.
So are we going to see something from Power Pro there?
We will.
Ooh. How much better can you get than Mac Quattro? Come on.
No doubt.
Yeah. It's a top secret deal, so you got to wait a couple more weeks. But
okay.
We do have a new line coming out that I'm very, very excited about. I have gotten to fish it a little bit, and it is everything that they said it was. So I'm very, very excited about it.
I am going to ICAST this year, so I have
all
a
right,
full
good.
Report
you're gonna get the scoop
when I get back that Saturday. So yeah.
Yep, coming up quick.
Awesome.
Amazing. Yeah, July 9th, something like that. 10th.
I think so. Somewhere in there.
It's a big event.
Soon.
So for those of you who don't know, excuse me, ICAST is the trade shows of trade shows for the fishing industry. Every manufacturer who is anybody displays their new wares and their products at this show. It's gigantic. How else would you describe ICAST?
Yeah, it's the biggest trade show in the world. It's every major, it's every manufacturer of fishing or fishing-related products or boating-related products is there. You know, a bunch of small companies from Europe. There's a bunch of small companies from Japan. There's all kinds of, you know, little companies that show up, and it's our trade association. It's, you know, everybody goes there to kind of see what's going to be introduced for 2019. So tons of media, all the dealers from all over the country, you know, show up. For us out west, it's not nearly as good because you're in the heart of the fishing season, so nobody wants to go to Orlando during the heart of fishing season.
Why would anybody want to go there anyway?
But for the East Coast dealers, you know, it's great because it's right down the street. And, it's just a fun.
Yeah.
And if you... It's not open to the public, which is a bummer, but for me, I mean, this is probably my 18th, 19th year of going, and I still get, you know, jacked up about
That's
going.
Cool.
I mean, it's still just awesome to spend a couple hours and just walk the floor and get to see, you know, new stuff.
And it's everything from mom-and-pop shop that make up a single freshwater crankbait that they think is going to be the best thing ever to Shimano, the biggest of the big, giant, you know, everything you got on display and everything in between.
Everything.
Yeah, it's
everything.
Impressive. It's,
yeah.
It's pretty. And they have a new product showcase that the new products are all introduced to the media there, and then they vote on it and best in show. And so there's a lot of a lot of things that happen there. So that's coming up, in a couple of weeks. So
yeah.
That's going to be exciting for sure. So what about fishing? I mean, bluefin tuna is happening, yellowtail fishing. Oh, my goodness.
It's biting. And,
biting.
And one thing to note for everybody out there, too, so the first week or the week of ICAST is when you want to book your fishing trips because I will not be around. And I'm the one that makes fishing go on fire.
When you're out of town.
I'm gone.
Yeah, I got
so
it.
This
okay.
past week, right, it bit.
It bit
really good,
oh,
right,
yeah.
Starting
we
Monday.
We were in Alaska, so that.
And I was in Charleston, South Carolina for meetings all week. And guess what happened when I got home? They kind of shut
south
down
wind.
A little bit.
South wind happened when you got
south
home.
Wind.
Yeah. So I'm the ace of shutting it down. But, no, but I'm excited. I'm going out on Tuesday. I've got a dealer flying in from Seattle, Washington.
Sweet.
And we're going to go
make
it happen. And I'm excited from what I hear. It's the year of the popper again, right? We all experienced that a couple years ago. It sounds like that fish is up foaming around and people are catching them on poppers. Which is a lot more enjoyable than, you know, flying a yummy fly around all day long.
Sure.
That's brutal. But it catches fish, but I'd much rather run and gun and throw topwater baits and surface iron or something to catch those fish. So
yeah, no doubt.
It's happening.
It's happening and a lot happening. You want to have a question about fishing. That's the cool thing about Shimano. From all the way from the top to Dave Pfeiffer, who you've heard on the show many times, to Robbie and everybody else, they're fishermen.
Yeah.
You guys fish, and you know, Robbie is our guy out here on the West Coast that keeps things in touch and keeps these new products coming to cater to West Coast anglers, and we're very grateful for his being here and putting together the things that make it important for Shimano here in the West Coast. And we're going to have a great show today.
You're not kidding, man. Really stoked to have Robbie in here today. You know, so much great info, to talk about, so much great stuff to cover, and you nailed it. I mean, the entire team there are fishermen, and that's why the company is so successful. You know, these products don't come out by chance. You know, it's amazing design, and it's thought, and it's people like Robbie who fish every day that say, like, God, it'd be really cool if we could do this. And then they take that and run with it, and next thing you know, Talica is out, or Trinidad is out, or whatever it may be. So we're really stoked to have these guys in here this morning. And we're stoked to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, get into the fun, have your questions answered. We want to hear from you. Two ways that you can do that this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can call us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to be answering all your fishing questions this morning, Robbie has given us such a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a bulk spool of 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro.
3,000 yards of 80-pound Max Quattro in white, add, too.
And I'll say, too, like, this isn't, like, just a spool of line. This is the single most popular line that we are selling at the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing right now, period. It is the Spectra that we sell the single most of. It's 80-pound, which is the right size for the fishing that we're doing right now with all that bluefin. But with Max Quattro being that skinny diameter, it's the same size as 65. So all of your TAC 12s and TAC 16s and your Tranks and all those reels that are the most popular reels we're using right now, that is like the number one line size. So you are getting, I mean, like, the best spool, and 3,000 yards. Like, this thing is going to last a lifetime. So a really, really cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your shot at winning that awesome spool of Power Pro, or better yet, your chance to talk to Robbie, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse, up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Phones are packed. Let's jump into it. Dude, they want to talk to Robbie.
No doubt. Phones have been packed for a minute when they heard this guy was coming on the show. Let's start it off this morning out in Lakeside. We're going to talk to Bob. Bob, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
Actually getting ready to get a couple of Corrados out on the water right now. An old B-series for my daughter and a K-series for my son. Going to go do a little bay fishing for about 4 hours.
Nice.
But I was actually hoping that the DC technology was actually going to make its way back to the saltwater reels, but you were explaining that it actually helped slow it down at the beginning of the cast, whereas most systems do it at the end of the cast. Is that correct?
No, most systems slow your spool down the second you make a cast, right? So if you have magnets or like a centrifugal force, when you make a cast, it's already on, and it's slowing you down from basically from start to finish. And with DC technology, it allows the spool to get up to the highest amount of RPMs before the little brakes start to, or the technology kicks in to slow the spool down.
Have you tried to backlash this reel?
You can backlash it.
You
right? can. This is not a backlash
free
reel. When you make a cast, but you can see the line on the spool start to flare out like it's going to get a backlash and then sucks itself back in. But the reel still doesn't know when your lure hits the water or your bait hits the water. It doesn't know when to stop.
Yeah.
Right? And that's when normally your backlash have. Backlash have the beginning of the cast and normally like at the end of the cast.
So you still have to use thumb control. You can't just wing it out there.
Well, you can. You're not going to get the distance, right? Because you're going to basically dial everything down so tight.
You dialed it up so high that it stopped it from thumb. You could, but you're never going to.
You're never going to get the distance, so it's kind of pointless.
We are freaks at our shop about the you know, a couple generations ago, Trinidad DCs. Still, in our opinion, it's the single greatest surface iron casting reel that's ever been made. People say that all the time, like, oh, that's the anti-backlash reel. Let me tell you,
yeah.
I can backlash that thing with the best of them. We always say it's a performance casting feature, not a anti, and it helps, but like, boy, you want to, you get me super extra fired up in a dry spool of line and run it up on a spot of fish and get a little buck fever, like, I can backlash that thing with the best of them, let
sure.
me tell you.
All right. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090.
All right. Sounds good. Why don't we jump back in and talk to Matt? He's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long time no talk.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Robbie. Question, what's the difference between the old Terramars and the new Terramars on the market?
Well, we've added it's kind of like a tech tape over the top. So if you notice on the new Terramar, there's you can kind of see lines kind of going up the rod. It's and it's part of the process. So it's still TC4 technology, which I definitely love. But how rods break is normally like an impact, like the blank. You know, the rod will fall out of the rack and hit something sharp in the corner, the bed of the truck or whatever. The rod didn't necessarily snap at that moment, but you fractured the fiber. And then when the rod bends over time, it'll bend, and then all of a sudden it'll part, it'll break. So this tech tape that we use on the newer Terramars, it acts like a shield around those fibers. So it takes the impact resistance, I guess, which is probably the biggest feature that we did from old Terramar to new Terramar. So just trying to make the rods last, you know, longer, make them stronger, make them better.
Slightly different grip configurations.
Yeah, a few of those, a few different, some new tapers that we threw in there. And that's the hardest thing with building fishing rods these days out west. You know, I was with meetings all week back east, and we were talking about the future and what we need to do for the west. And I kind of shrugged my shoulders, right, because you build product for what you know now, and by the time you introduce it, what's the West going to throw at you?
Right.
I mean, who would have thought 5 years ago that, like, the number one and two selling, like, rod would be, like, a 60-pound and an 80-pound rod?
Totally.
Right? And then you had nothing to go field test it 5 years ago to even know, like, what to do, other than, like, cow tuna fishing on long-range boats.
Right.
But
which is
we don't even fish. Fished completely different. So, boy, rod building these days is really hard. And well, for example, the spinning Terramar rods that we did 2 years ago, we introduced them. Well, that came off of the year of the popper, right? So we built all these really cool, like, popper rods for all this tuna fishing, and then we get the rods out to market in, like, under a year, and then the following year,
they don't need poppers anymore. What are you, nuts?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You should have built us this.
Yeah. And so I have all my internal, like, supply chain people that don't understand, you know, fishing and stuff, and they're screaming at me, like, why'd you build all this stuff? We have all this inventory. I'm like, well, trust me when I tell you, when they start biting a popper.
Yeah, we'll be stoked.
I'm hoping, fingers crossed, because I've got some rods I need to get out there.
Yeah.
But
that not only is the durability and the usability of that new Terramar rod, the look is really cool too.
Yeah, just
yeah,
a black on black with a black shrink tube. It's very nice.
Very West Coast.
Indeed.
Yes.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's head south down to Rancho Llanero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, hi, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, Robbie.
Morning.
Well, we have an awesome week this week. I can't tell you how good the fishing's been. A lot of happy anglers down here right now. Water temp's 77 to 80, still a little cooler than it was a couple of weeks ago, but it sure hasn't hurt the fishing, I'll tell you that. The air has been warm in the low 90s, afternoon cooling breezes, real flat water, great fishing water. It's real interesting, you know, all the fish are in the same area, from Punta Colorado to the park, Pomo Park boundary, and almost everything's, and besides the schools, the tuna outside and the marlin, everything is close inside off the beach. We're catching 20 to 65 pound yellowfin within 150 feet of the beach. The guys are trolling for rooster fish and picking up yellowfin. And they're picking up big guyos too. The rooster fish are 55 pounds or more. But all the fish are in close inside, like I say, within a mile of the beach from Punta Colorado down to the park. Like I say, the big tuna are 65. What they're doing is they're slow trolling sardine or caballitos and catching both big roosters to 60 pounds and then yellowfin to 65 pounds. I'd say the average yellowfin's probably about 30, 35, something like that. But they're ranging from 20 to 65 pounds and limits for all anglers. There's another school outside, about 25 miles off, under Porpoise, and they're a little smaller fish. They're football size to about 20 pounds and loads of them. So all our anglers are loading up. All our anglers are limiting on the yellowfin for sure. Rooster fish, lots and lots of guyos around, both off the lighthouse and then off the new marina entrance there. They're picking them up like crazy. Billfish bites really picked up lots and lots of sailfish around, and they're just in that same area about 4 to 5 miles off the beach. That's where you're running into them from Punta Colorado again to the park border. A wahoo, they're picking up a few wahoo in that same area. Nice big ones, the ones they're picking up. It's occasional. And same thing with the Dorado. We've had a couple big bulls this week, a few small Dorado, not a great Dorado bite, but I'll tell you, everything else is just really going off, and in particular the yellowfin. The guys are just smacking them, and being able to catch them that close to the beach this is the third straight week of that, and it's kind of unheard of. They're coming out of the park is the deal now, which we have a resident population of big tuna in that park that are ranging out now, and so that park's been a big benefit to us. You know, they made it larger than we thought they should have in the beginning, but I take it back now because it's really producing a lot of fish, and the commercial guys can't get them because they're more solitary fish. They're not tightly schooled and all that, so the commercial guys can't get them, so they're really, the park is really producing for us. We're happy as we can be.
That's awesome.
If somebody can come down and go fishing at Rancho Leonero, now's a great time. You have space available?
Yeah, we do. We do through July, through the rest of the year, and the fishing is as good this year as I can remember.
That's awesome. Very, very,
and everything is within 15 miles of the hotel, so not a long boat ride. Everybody's kind of coming in early, want to keep their fish fresh, and it's been wide open.
Awesome. How do we find you if we want to come fishing, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. And we're uploading all the pictures. Get on the website and check out the picture of all the tuna.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Great, John. Nice to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, John. Thanks a lot. Phones are packed. Let's jump back into it.
Sounds good to me, buddy. How about this time we talk to John, who's called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just great show as always, and I had the pleasure to meet Robbie up at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach, and it was really fun to get to talk to him a little bit about some of the things going on. But what I was... My question for you guys, or for Robbie, is the Tranx reel. I don't have one, and I'm interested in it, but is it have enough line capacity for the bigger bluefin models that we're seeing out there now, or would it be great on a private boat, but what about on a party boat?
Yeah, great question. Very hard to answer from a line capacity issue. Would I be comfortable throwing that thing at 200 pounders? No. I take that back. If I'm in a private boat all day long, I'll just run them down. But on a boat that's not going to move and chase the fish, probably not. But anything that 80-pound, 100-pound stuff all day long, that thing will handle it. The very first big tuna that I caught on Tranx was in Venice, Louisiana. I caught like a 130-pound yellowfin tuna.
Oh.
And I was just blown away.
Yeah.
Power.
So you could take that reel and catch that big stuff. It's just that super giant stuff, but you never know. I mean, some of that big giant stuff wants to die, mm-hmm. and you can catch them in 20 minutes, or you can be tugging
on
that sucker.
Uncatchable, yeah.
Yeah, for hours and just never catch it.
How big was that one you caught on a Tranx 500?
My biggest on a Tranx 500 is like 160 pounds. We had a popper fish. I had a 160. Neil had one that was even bigger than that, like a 180.
On a Tranx.
On a Tranx, yeah.
So it can be done. But that's a private boat,
private
like
boat.
Robbie says.
We go into it. The Tranx overwhelmingly is the best reel to cast Power Pro and a lure. No question. It just works better, whether it's because of the level wind, whether it's because of the centrifugal break, whether it's a combination of all things. I don't know. I just know that the end result is that reel casts Power Pro better than other reels do. And when we would approach a school, if we had the advantage of having an idea of what size the fish were, we always said if they were like 150 pounds and lesser, we would fish the Tranx because it allows you to make a longer cast, a better cast. But more importantly, Neil and I's opinion, like it allows you to make two casts at a spot of fish. If we felt the fish were larger than that, we would always fish a Talica 12. A Talica 12 is a much better reel once you're attached. You know, low gear, stronger, big drags, lever drag, all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't cast nearly as good as a Tranx. It still casts very good, but being that there's no level wind, when you're trying to now work a popper, you know, you're sweeping it and you're introducing some loose line to the spool, cast number one goes off great. But when you've now stacked that line, kind of uneven, kind of loose, there's a little loop on the left-hand side, when you try to fire off cast number two, casting a hollow plastic piece of popper. It just doesn't work, you know. So
that's why Tranks is so great.
That's what you got it. Yeah,
for sure.
The second cast.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back into it, Rick.
All right, you got it. How about this time we talk to Mike? Mike's calling us from Rosemead this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone there and everyone behind the scenes that we don't listen to or hear. Hey, Robbie, why don't they have a freshwater version of a flat fall, like in a lighter material composition of... Well, basically a freshwater version. I mean, everybody has a Thomas Boynt in their tackle box. Why can't they have a lighter version flat fall for freshwater fishing?
They absolutely can. I'll have to send that idea over to my guys. You know, it's just
vertical spoon fishing would be good, probably.
It just comes down to finding the time to make it, understanding the target market and all that. It can be done. It just hasn't yet, right? And that's when Shimano doesn't have something out that people ask for. I'm quite certain we have the idea. We just haven't gotten around. They have a billion ideas of all this really cool stuff that we can do to catch more fish and to make your fishing experience better. We just, you know, there's only so many engineers that we have to play with.
Be a badass vertical spoon, though.
To the lake trout guys... in, you know, the northern parts of the country, they use that smaller flat fall, and they crush them.
Oh, yeah.
They crush them on that. So it's there, but I understand, what he's talking about with, you know, that's super deep water, but a flat fall lure, some type that you could fish, you know, in 20, 30 feet, a little bit smaller, that would be rad. That would be a fun lure.
Yeah. Explain the dynamics of what makes a flat fall work so well.
Crazy as it said, that lure was not designed to fish in the West Coast.
Really?
Yeah. So Ted Sakai, he worked for Shimano for 15, 18 years, and he loved Venice, Louisiana. This guy, he did all of his product testing there. Ted probably had a house there. He was there so much. And I don't blame him because the fishing's incredible. But what they have there is their red snapper fishery is a really good, fun fishery. Well, he designed flat fall to fish red snapper. And it works great, and it works great for other stuff, but for whatever reason the West Coast, you know, it just gets bites. But
it's bigger in the West Coast than it is anywhere else.
Yes, and it wasn't designed for this, market. Yeah. So because we always get complaints about, you know, a guy will bend a hook out on a flat fall, right? There's a reason why a fisherman's any tackle store, they swap out the hook. That hook in that 250-gram glow was designed to catch a 20-pound snapper.
Not a 220-pound bluefin?
No. Right, of course, you know, it was never designed to do that.
Yeah.
So is the fishability of it just by design, I mean, you can see it when you're dropping it, that it's there's so much motion from, you know, whether it be a tight and then it catches an edge and it flutters out. And that's basically the key. You're fishing super deep water, so when the line stops coming off your reel, guess what? Yeah. You got a bite.
Yeah.
Start winding. It's like wax wing. Cast, retrieve. This is the opposite. Drop. If it stops dropping, you're a bit, right? It's just super
simple.
It's
more so a bite on the drop than on the retrieve.
Yes, for the tunas.
You do get bit on the retrieve.
Yeah, yellows, like, you know, fishing a yo-yo, I've probably caught just as many on the retrieve as I have on the drop. Tunas, I don't think I've hooked one yet on the retrieve. It's always been on the drop.
Interesting.
The thing that's so great about them is every lure you've ever fished, you know, to make it impart action, you need to wind it back to the boat, and when you're winding it back in, it'll do its action. You don't do anything with a flat fall. You take the thing out of gear, and while it's sinking, pulling line off your reel, it's doing everything on its own. And then
anybody can catch a fish, and then one climbs on.
Like, you just, all you have to do is take the reel out of gear. And what we've seen has been nice with this big bluefin is, you know, it allows a guy to fish with very heavy tackle and still, you know, because all the lure's got to do is fall. You know, you can't cast a 30 wide and expect to, you know, wind your lure back to the boat all perfect. But you can certainly take a 30-wide Tiagra and put the thing in free spool and have a 250-gram flatfall pull line off the reel while it's sinking, and you have just as good a shot hooking that fish on that gear as you do on something smaller. And now you're attached on big tackle, and you stand a chance to catch a big one.
That's it.
That's cool.
Good, effective lure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. I'll tell you what, Max Quattro and the Tranks, what a setup that is.
Game changer. Like,
yeah.
it just revolutionized the way that we fish now, you know, to be able to take heavy line, like 80-pound Max Quattro, which has the diameter of a traditional 65 Spectra. You have a reel like a Tranks that fits in your hand that holds over 300 yards of 80-pound. And in the case of, you know, big bluefins and big yellowtail, you can connect that to a heavy piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon. I fish 60-pound now. So when I hook a fish on the surface iron, even if I'm at the Coronado Islands, I have 80-pound Spectra, 60-pound Seaguar Blue Label. Pull as hard as you want, and you're no failures.
You match that with the right Terramar rod. What a surface iron machine you have. With that, either the 400 or the 500.
Totally.
Both of them are great. And then you have the 300. What an ultimate bass weapon that is.
65-pound Max Quattro. You can catch anything. And same deal, when you're fishing for that big calico bass and you get surprised by a yellow, you're still in the driver's seat.
You don't have Tranks in your arsenal, you're missing out. Tranks at your local Shimano dealer. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Penreels has really stepped up their long-range game. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come in and check out the new Penreels for long-range anglers. The PenFathom Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel has a topless design, full metal body and side plates, plus Dura drag washers. The redesigned Penn International lineup also has a topless design and is precision machined from high-strength, lightweight, aircraft-grade aluminum. These tough new reels are ideal for your next long-range trip. Come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting on the water. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget, Fish Pros the Market with their famous smoked wahoo, tuna, tuna burgers, and more. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked.
All right, let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley is back. Good morning, Brian.
What's happening, guys?
What's up, Wayne?
Good morning.
Fishing, all right?
Fishing, yeah. Robbie, good morning, amigo.
Good morning, buddy.
Man, Rick, looked like you had a great trip. You too, Pete.
Oh.
Living vicariously through those pictures. I was jealous.
Willie, we had such a great time. It was really cool.
Yeah, it looked like fun. Well, hey, here for us up here, you know, we're stoked to officially say we're like full swing summer schedule up here. And then, as you guys know what that means, the bass fishing for us has been the main effort, and it's been phenomenal. You know, I don't think there's a saltwater angler in Southern California that doesn't enjoy some calico bass fishing. And let me tell you guys, you know, our bait has been the key, and it has been unbelievable. The live anchovy in our receiver has just been the key to this. So the fly line baits obviously have been the way to go for our guys. You know, we're telling our people to come prepared with a, you know, a good 8-foot fast action rod and a matching 300 reel like that Tranks 300 with some 30, 40-pound braid and a 20-pound mono leader. You know, you're dialed. You're good to go. You know, we've had some funky overcast days and that wild southeast yesterday. But, you know, it made things tricky a day or two. But nonetheless, the water's still in that 68-degree range. And, you know, that bass fishing has been really, really good. So we're staying on top of that. We are seeing a little bit of yellowtail on some of these different kelp patches, both above and below our harbor. No big giant schools, and it's not super big fish by any means. Just little wolf pack schools, 8-10 little fish zipping around and catching some of that stuff. The key to some of that yellowtail has been some current and the sunshine. Those have been the two factors on that. So this last week, we wrapped our first week of one of our Dana Wharf summer kids camps. Super cool stuff. Check this one out. On Tuesday, one of the kids named AJ Hinshaw is from Mission Viejo, soaking a fly line sardine, gets bit, engages in battle, ends up with a 58-pound sea bass.
Oh,
no way.
What a thrill for that kid.
That's
right?
Rad.
Right? Psych. 58-pounder on the kelp line. The kid did it all himself, which is pretty impressive. So,
that's
you know,
cool.
It just goes to show you get these kids dialed, set up in the right spots. They put their skills to work, and it's, let me tell you, it's pretty cool to see that stuff play out. So
you never know. Well, and I guess Patrick G was hosting a trip with you guys yesterday with the kids and had a bunch of kids, and I guess it was a big success too.
He did, yeah. He was out there with his crew and his guys. And they had some really good bass fish. I think they had a couple of yellowtail on their trip as well, too. So full swing here. You know, Fury's over at Kalani doing good. Everything's hitting. So you guys want to hop on a trip with us, you guys need to make a reservation. It's summer. We're busy. The phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And use this discount code right here. I'm going to give it to you, DW, like Dana Wharf, 25. Okay, that's going to save you 25%. One of our local half and three-quarter day trips. So
what
call us, book
deal.
A spot, or book online and use that code and you can save some money.
DW25 saves you 25% on a local trip, half, three-quarter day trip.
Boom.
What a deal.
That's huge, Willie.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for that, Captain Brian Willie, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time.
All
we'll
right,
talk to you later.
Time.
Appreciate it, Willie. All right, let's continue on with our report. Find out what's going on at Cedro Sport Fishing. We got Jeff Flowers on the line. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Robbie. How are you guys today?
Great.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Fantastic. And I tell you what, you guys' subject matter today is in my wheelhouse. That Tranks 500 is my most favorite reel to go to. And when Rosie and I are fishing together, I was just informed that we need to get another one.
Indeed.
No doubt.
So, hey, we got some really good information coming back from the island. We had a trip that went down there midweek last week. Some notable things were going on. The fish got a little bit bigger.
Sweet.
We were catching fish up in that 35 to 40-pound range. We had a family down there, Willie and Tanya Bates, with their son Landon, who was taken down there for his 12th birthday. And he, by himself, was able to wind in the record yellowtail so far for the year at 46.2 pounds.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one.
Giant.
Yeah, congratulations to Landon on that one. I got that on a slow troll mackerel.
That's great.
But the bass are still going off. You know, come on down with your favorite plastics and your surface liners, your yo-yos. The yellowtail are still hanging out, waiting to bite on those things, or people coming down and do some fishing.
Awesome, yeah, no
Jeff.
Kidding. If somebody, do you have any spots available? I know it's busy season and you guys are booking up fast. Any spots available? I know we had a spot open up on our Let's Talk Hookup trip in a couple of weeks, but it sold out pretty quickly. But,
oh, boy, that one went real quick.
Yeah.
We actually had a couple spots that opened up in October of all months. That's
wow.
That's my favorite time to go down there.
Nice.
Yeah, so if somebody wants those spots, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, you want to get a hold of Rosie, and I'll give you her cell number. You can reach her at 619-772-2000. 619-772-7570. Again, that's 619-772-7570. Or go to the website, go to sadrosportfishing.com, click on the link under menu that says schedule, and check out the few spots we do have left.
Yeah, indeed. And it's not too early to book 2019 either. I know our June trip is already filling up.
Boy, is it. That one's probably that's going to go quick. And people are already asking about 2020 getting on the schedule.
That's crazy.
Indeed. All right, Jeff, great job. Appreciate the report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Take care, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, Gundy's MIA. Maybe he'll call in a little bit, but that's our catch report today.
Yeah, I want to remind you, summer's basically here right now. It is official. We are happening in summertime, and now is the great time to get down to the beach and do some surf fishing. Visit surffishtackle.com to find all the gear you need for a great fishing day at the beach.
All right, let's jump into the phones. They're jam-packed. They want to talk to Robbie.
All right, how about this time we started off with Wayne calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Wayne. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Wayne?
I got to compliment you guys on the best hold music in the world, I'm telling you.
Thanks. It's all right. Hey, our buddy Adam.
A couple of questions. We've got a Talica 16 I bought for my son. He took it over to his buddy's house. I already know the answer from this, Rick, so I'm going to come by and see you. He took it over to his buddy's house, left it over there, and his buddy just started turning all of the dials, everything. So it is way out of whack. It needs to be set for 80-pound braid that it's got on it. So I'm going to come by and see you, Ricky, if you can help me out with that, get your back tuned up for that, set the drag.
We got you covered, buddy.
Fantastic. And then for the Shimano, I've got to compliment Shimano for the best factory help over there, service department, everything, front to back. Everybody over there is just stellar. They are the best crew that I've ever had to deal with anybody in the industry, and definitely kudos to those guys, the whole team.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
They are good, aren't they? Turnaround's amazing, and they just can do things to reels that just amaze me.
And it's going to get better.
Really?
Yeah, so with our expansion of East Coast.
Right.
Right, so we are in the process now of setting up East Coast reel repair, rod warranty, all that stuff. So now, you know, you're having to wait because you're getting all these East Coast reels into the Irvine office.
Cool.
No more. Those will go to Charleston. So we'll make it faster and more efficient for everybody out west.
So still Irvine, still same reel techs that we've always had dial in all of our reels.
We're just expanding our customer service.
They just
now
have half the workload.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome
news. So normally, you know, a 10-day turnaround could turn into a 5 or 6 day turnaround because they're not having to do, you know, reels from all over the country.
That's great.
That's going to be awesome.
Hey, appreciate the call, Wayne. I got a quick question regarding Wayne's, or kind of a you know, off from that. Talica has become the most popular reel that we fish with nowadays. And it's a lever drag reel, and to adjust the drag on a lever drag, you adjust the preset, which is that little dial on the drag lever. You tighten it, there's a little more drag at strike. You loosen it, there's a little less drag at strike. Can you talk about the, setting your drag and adjustment? And, you know, I know you've always heard that the reel needs to be in free spool to do that. Is that still the case, and why that is, and all that kind of stuff? Maybe just go over the, you know, because I think a lot of us just out of the box are things so fine, but it would probably behoove most of us to be able to fine tune those little things when we're fishing, and it's a lot of something that we just don't think about.
Right. So on that preset knob underneath that is a cam or a ramp, right? And then when you turn the lever, it puts pressure on that ramp, right? So the problem that we run into, like the guy when the kid went there and pulled
turning dials,
turning dials. Well, if it's in gear and you're turning dials, you're basically screwing up the reel. It's a quick fix. It's not going to be broken. You just got to back everything off, and then preset it. So when you're presetting a lever drag, it's in free spool, which
always
means
always in
free spool because it takes all the pressure off the cam, the little spring that's in there, the load on the spool. It's all as free as it can be, and then you can adjust that preset knob. And then you basically just go into strike, hook it up to a scale if you want. I mean, if you're really that hardcore, you hook it up to scale. I've seen some guys do it. I normally just give it the old pull test.
Yeah, that feels good.
Yeah, it feels about like 12 pounds or whatever. The cool part about lever drag, you can truly dial it in.
It's exactly what you want.
Exactly.
And then the nice thing, you go to strike at that point, and then you still have more when
when you need it at the end.
Yeah, so it's a quick adjust, right? If you need more, you go over. If you need less, you back it off.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a star drag, if you can do the same thing with the star. You can go to more drag, you can go to less drag, but once you're done with the fight, you can never go back to where you were. Was that right. 6 clicks backwards? Was that 4 clicks?
Cause yeah, sure.
That'll kind of screw you up. But, yeah, mm-hmm. always put the reel into free spool when you do your drag adjustments on a lever drag.
Cool.
Good answer.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more questions, more catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You've seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. SolarMax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity, combined with an all-weather touchscreen. Fish easier with Simrad Dual Channel Chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics as well as all the other top names. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks, on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com. And give one of their top experts a call for prices and more information. johnsonhicksmarine.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.